The Mysterious Mansion. About 100 yards from the town of Vendôme, on the borders of the Loire, there is an old grey house, surmounted by very high gables, and so completely isolated that neither tanyard nor shabby hostelry, such as you may find at the entrance to all small towns, exists in its immediate neighbourhood. In front of this building, overlooking the river, is a garden, where the once well-trimmed box borders that used to define the walks now grow wild as they list. Several willows that spring from the Loire have grown as rapidly as the hedge that encloses it and half concealed the house. The rich vegetation of those weeds, that we call foul, adorns the sloping shore. Fruit trees, neglected for the last 10 years, no longer yield their harvest, and their shoots form coppices. The wall fruit grows like hedges against the walls. Paths, once graveled, are overgrown with moss, but, to tell the truth, there is no trace of a path. From the height of the hill, to which cling the ruins of the old castle of the Dukes of Vendôme, the only spot whence the eye can plunge into this enclosure, it strikes you that, at a time not easy to determine, this plot of land was the delight of a country gentleman, who cultivated roses and tulips and horticulture in general, and who was besides a lover of fine fruit. An arbor is still visible, or rather, the debris of an arbor, where there is a table that time has not quite destroyed. The aspect of this garden of bygone days suggests the negative joys of peaceful provincial life. As one might reconstruct the life of a worthy tradesman by reading the epitaph on his tombstone. As if to complete the sweetness and sadness of the ideas that possess one's soul, one of the walls displays a sundial decorated with the following commonplace Christian inscription, Ultimam Cogita. The roof of this house is horribly dilapidated. The shutters are always closed. The balconies are covered with swallows' nests. The doors are perpetually shut. Weeds have drawn green lines in the cracks of the flights of steps. The locks and bolts are rusty. Sun, moon, winter, summer, and snow have worn the paneling, warped the boards, gnawed the paint. The lugubrious silence which reigns there is only broken by birds, cats.